Which brings me to why you're on this bridge, this footbridge spanning the M32, Junction 3, dead of night. Because of the argument with your girlfriend that came out of nowhere, loud, inexplicable, nasty. And the wall that came up between you, neither party with the energy to scale it, so off you went, leaving the house as a statement, skulking round the corner and climbing the zigzag of steps until you've ended up standing dead centre of the footbridge, known to some as the Bridge of Death, thanks to the muggings and stabbings and that bloke who got murdered apropos of nothing outside the old fox that stands at the eastern end of the walkway. The fox, shut now. Probably is an echo of what happened. No laughing matter this, an industrial estate to your right and a blocking off curtain of tall blank trees to the left. In summary, the perfect place to get knocked to the floor and have your teeth kicked in, or worse, given that it's 2:30 in the morning and what the fuck are you doing here? What kind of wretched sort of fucked up shit is this shit? Any chance of asking yourself that anytime soon? No, there is not. Because it's a mess in there, up top. You're hormonal and indiscriminate, and right now, you're just hating on the whole thing, including the very stones you stand on. Tonight, you despise this town, this jumped-up clutter of villagers sellotaped together into a regional authority, hovering, as you are right now, over its principal inlet, the concrete channel that flattened what you know to have been homes, shops, pubs, once a mining district, carved into existence through painful graft, then eaten by the creep of motorway from Parkway to Broadmead. You're hating on the sodium lights and hating on the cars that drone by, one every minute or so, like long notes in some half-empty, wanky, avant-garde turtleneck and spectacles music, the taillights drifting quietly away, straight into the American part of Bristol. You know, the bit they did their best to make appear like America. Wide roads and big logos and inexplicable spinny thing on a fucking stick, looking important but doing nothing of any understandable value. A gateway that makes your hometown look like a city full of car parks. What's to like? Rivers that partition? Roads that fug up the summer air, lynch mobs of noisy seagulls that could carry you off bodily into the sunset, and dear God, the whole place full of people who think this town is London, except cheaper. Commuters who live here, but never live here, and were an asteroid to strike Clifton. The number of people in Britain with the names Tristram and Camilla would be immediately and efficiently reduced by about 30%. You imagine it coming on down. A hulk of space rock, dislodged from the Oort cloud and hurtling towards Bristol before Bristol was even Bristol, spinning around Jupiter and finally, on a drizzly September day, smashing into the downs with a force that makes the suspension bridge ping off like a snapped elastic band and fly twisting over the field so as to land somewhere in the Cotswolds, thoroughly confusing the cows. And this unbecoming reverie, involving, as it does, fast, hot death for the thousands of souls around you, makes you exhale, tilt your head back in a kind of shame, and hold it there to regard the skies overhead, the vasty empty over the motorway. And you're surprised, taken aback to see a clear night with discernible constellations. Rare for any city, especially rare through the yellowy dome that squats over Bristol at night, but lordy, with a presence that's almost a rebuke for your petty manly tantrums, here's Ursa Minor, and just here, Andromeda, within which you know an elliptical galaxy, a small and condensed thing by the universe's baffling standards, a galaxy called Messier 32, M32, and you think, an elliptical galaxy. You say it out loud, an elliptical galaxy. And what happens next is a voice coming closer to you across the bridge says, what you got for me? which is the sort of thing you really ought to expect to hear when completely alone in the city at 2:45 on a Sunday morning, and sure enough, "What you got for me" is repeated, and where it comes from is a boy, several years younger than yourself, hood over his eyes but still visible, a pale, lipless face like a ghost, and probably a knife in all likelihood, one of his hands tucked inside a marsupial pouch at his stomach. That's where the knife, or similar, would gestate, you imagine. And he asks once again, "What you got for me?" All you can think of in reply is to say, "Sorry?" And here's the irony of it, you are actually sorry right now, on many complicated levels, not all of them selfish, because you've walked out of the house with no money and no phone and nothing of value, point blank, and this little grey rabbit of a man could be about to kill you, point blank. He might be the last person to see you alive, but he's got track marks on his neck, which means he's running out of places to put the needle, and this makes you feel scared, and sorry, and very middle class, and convinced you're about to die. And he repeats one more time, not louder, but more forcefully above a passing car, "What you got for me?" And you reply, "An elliptical galaxy," because it's the only thing you can think of that isn't, "Don't kill me, I'm only just returning to reality about now." But as soon as this stupidity has left your mouth, you're wondering if your attacker is going to snap and haul you bodily over the railings, spinning to the tarmac below, so that forever afterwards you're a shade that walks up and down the outer lanes of the M32, a flash of a face that drivers glimpse only in the split second before they slam into your spirit, your shape, not of ground level, but visible at certain lonely times of night to stargazers on the bridge of death. And it's a moment of unexpected clarity. It doesn't seem so bad to see the city grow old from just inside of death, to chart its comings and goings, to see lives zip by like meteors, to be permanently in the borders and shadows of this border town, this beautiful, permanently autumnal mess, a place that doesn't know whether it's coming or going and is proud of it, thanks very much. For you to become a Bristol ghost, thanks very much. Living here, but no longer living here, thanks very much. Yeah, what of it? I'm a ghost. So this is where your stupid, mushy brain is. By the fourth time, the wide-eyed boy on the bridge is asking, "What you got for me?" And he adds, "Don't fuck with me." And all you can say is this, "I've got nothing, nothing really, nothing to speak of. I've got a ridge of rooftops in Totterdown, centuries from now, breaking the waves like some sort of coral reef, like a multicoloured atoll. I don't know how to describe it any better. I've got the hum you can hear all over the city, the low whine that you can never escape, over time being joined by another hum, and forming a chord, and eventually becoming a triad, and no one, even once it's a fat, ever-present cadence that shifts from one chord to another over 100 years at a time, no one knowing what it is or where it comes from. I've got heavy dub coming through the walls. I've got a girlfriend back at home. I've got friends who, despite all temptations, never left this place. You wonder why, because let's face it, the heart beats, but the M32 is also an artery. You feel weak and exhausted just saying this. And once it's clear you've finished, after a very short pause, your assailant's response is simply to say, "Fuck off," and walk away, straight off the bridge without any further ado, which, when you think about it, is probably the single most legitimate response to what you've just said. And the seagulls are laughing at you now. No, they actually are. Ridge of rooftops under the waves, for crying out loud. You're not connected. You're not born to this. This city isn't a poem. It's not a song to be sung. It's not a joke to be got. What sort of crackpot idea is that? The city would laugh at that, were it a body, were it an ummah, were it a monoculture, which it blatantly isn't, thank God. It would point and cackle, so Go home, Song of the Seven Stars boy, fast as you can. There's a wall to dismantle, there's an apology to be made, and not just to your girlfriend. Fair enough, one day the pavements of Bedminster Parade might crack and the spirits seep up through them. One day the Cabot Tower might slowly rise into the night sky on a plume of light. One day the lamppost might wilt and the Froom burst from beneath Nelson Street like a geyser. And all this may well be, and thanks very much for that, but for now there's just roadworks on Cotton Brow and kids shooting fireworks at each other on Grosvenor Road and trees cut down in Minor Park, and that's all it is. What of it? What's so wrong with that? Because there's a girl back home, and a night strangely clear, and a bed to be slept in beneath the soothing burr of the police helicopter. Because lest we forget, just in case it's escaped your attention, the M32 is also a motorway.